Everybody, this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, your national movement building show. We have an exciting movement challenge to the listeners and organizers of Voices from the Frontlines. I think a lot of you have been following the story that the Labor Community Strategy Center has been building a movement to defeat the Department of Defense 1033 program. I think you also know that program, which is a federal program that gives military-grade weapons to state, city, and sadly, school police forces, has been opposed by us. We were trying to get President Obama to end this program. We're trying to get Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders to pledge to end the program. We want Obama to end it before he leaves. But we've had a victory, and now we have a challenge. The victory is after a year and a half, we have gotten the Los Angeles Unified School District to finally return a tank, 3 grenade launchers, 61 M16 rifles. In the pathos of these political times, we're supposed to be told this is a victory. Now, we at the Strategy Center love victories. We love victory. It is a victory. I know it's a victory. But let me ask you this. They didn't have the tanks, and now they had the tanks, and then they got rid of the tanks. They didn't have the M16s, but then they got the M16s. We got rid of it. I'm sorry, I don't want to claim easy victories. I want them to pay. And if they don't pay, it's not a victory. It's not. Because they have other weapons to kill the kids. The problem is they plan to kill Black and Latino high school students. They plan to kill the parents. They plan to kill all the people that are going to rise up against the system. Otherwise, why do they have these weapons? So if we don't build a movement against the fact that the school board was trying to kill its own students and still is, then no, I don't want to claim victory. I think it's a tactical victory for us, and now we want to make it into a strategic victory. So Friday, April 22nd, at the school board, you know where the school board is? 333 South Beaudry. We're going to have the whole street blocked off. We're going to have people from all over the country coming, which is what we're calling it, a national demonstration. We are calling on the Los Angeles Unified School District, and we have a bunch of demands. We need you there, and in studio with us is Manuel Criollo, the director of organizing for the Strategy Center and who's been the lead organizer of this entire campaign from its inception, along with Ashley Franklin. He's going to tell us what are we asking this Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, and Los Angeles School Police Department, LASPD, you got to learn these initials, on Friday, April 22nd at 3 o'clock at 333 South Beaudry. What are our demands?
Well, thanks, Eric, for having us. And I think the primary set of demands, the three sort of buckets, and then I'll explain each of them. One is we want a full count. Second, we want an apology. And third, we want reparations. But let me get into the specifics. On accounting, we want a full count of how this program came to be at LAUSD. At this moment, we know in 1988 they first started, but we want to know who approved it, who signed off on it, who knew it, and which board members were the ones that were cheerleading for it, which ones were asking for them to end this program. We want a full inventory of all the weapons that they have. As you said right now, while we know that they had these weapons from the Department of Defense, now we want to know about all the weapons that they have. We know that they have shotguns. We know they have assault rifles. We know they have a bunch of handguns. We want to know every gun, every serial number that those guns are complied to, and how many bullets do they have. The third demand for us is going to be, you know, an individual and also a collective apology from the LAUSD board members and all LASPD leadership. You know, we want to know which board member approved of it, who asked for them, who wanted them. And again, we want them to apologize to the public for participating in this program. Fourth, we want reparations, meaning that we believe that this was an actual racial human rights harm caused on the community to have these weapons. And for us, that will mean that there will be a reduction of the LAS School Police Department by 50%, both in their budget, in the staffing, and, of course, and in their weapons. We believe that that will be the core of that reparations of that harm that was caused to the community. And lastly, that we think as a school district, that the second largest school district in the country, with over 90% people of color as the folks in their school district, that they need to ask President Obama to end this program. As you say, this is the same program that is armed to the teeth LAPD, LA sheriffs, the Ferguson police, the Baltimore police, the ICE. You know, they do the Department of Health, Homeland Security. They get a lot of weapons from this program. So this district has the responsibility to ask President Obama to end this program.
Just to say again that the Strategy Center is, I think you know, a Black and Latino organization at its core. We've been focusing more on the genocide taking place against Black people. So the idea of finding the demand around reparations, which has been looking for a home, the demand for Black people's call for reparations has been there from the first time a slave came to this country. But the concept of tying reparations for Black people, and in this case also for Latino communities, to a very specific demand to cut the budget of Los Angeles School Police Department by 50%, to cut their weapons by 50%, to cut their budget by 50%, is going to challenge many people in the city of Los Angeles who are still very cozy with the police and may want to oppose some of their policies, but don't want them to pay. Now, Manuel Criollo, we know that capitalism is a system, imperialism is a system, but it exists inside real people. I want the listeners to grasp the four, I'll say targets of our campaign. Yeah, targets. People that they've targeted us with weapons, we're targeting them for these four demands. They also have the institutional power to grant them. One is the chair of the board, Steve Zimmer. I'm going to ask you each time to tell me a little bit what you know about them. The second is the superintendent, Michelle King, who is a Black woman. Third is board member George McKenna, a Black man from South LA. And finally, board member Monica Garcia, who's a Latina from East LA. You've worked with them. You know them. What in the world would these four people be doing to support tanks and M16s pointed against Black and Latino students? And what's it going to take to move them? Let's start with Steve Zimmer.
Well, you know, Steve Zimmer, of course, was a rank-and-file teacher for a long time. He actually came out of a lot of struggles, as you know, around defending a lot of immigrant students against the fight against 187. His district basically is sort of Hollywood, Silver Lake, the West Side, and the Lower West Valley is sort of the core areas of his constituency. Again, I think what raises for me about each of these targets is this issue of a dictatorship of what is acceptable. In other words, they've been important allies. They've worked with us around decriminalizing sort of student behavior in schools, but it raised the question, why were young people being criminalized in the first place, right? But we've been very, very successful at that. Now this question about us questioning the whole infrastructure of police in school or the infrastructure of having these kind of military weapons have become sort of the unacceptable conversation. So Steve Zimmer, I think one of the main things is going to be a lot of teachers. I know that a lot of listeners of your show are a lot of teachers. I think it's going to be very important for teachers to say, not in our name, that these weapons were not there just to defend me, were to suppress my students. And I think that is going to be a very key constituency that he's going to have to follow.
So one of the things we're going to ask you to do, listeners, organizers, is to call Steve Zimmer, and I'm going to do some role-playing on how to call him in a minute. Now, I want to give you numbers, but the reality is most of you are not going to write them down. So you're going to go online to the Los Angeles Unified School District, and all their numbers are there. Their faces are there, and their numbers are there. But Steve Zimmer is 213. All of them start with 213. All of them go to 241. He is 6387. Tell us about Superintendent Michelle King.
She's been a longtime LAUSD, you know, leader. She's been there. I think she went through the school system, and then she went back as an administrator, and she was the vice superintendent for a long time, and now she's just gotten elected to be the superintendent.
George McKenna.
Well, George McKenna, you know, is the old school sort of administrator. He became very famous for turning around Washington Prep High School, and he just won about 2 years and a half ago in a very pitched battle to win that district. So that's who he represents. And of course, of all of them, he was the one that most doggedly defended this program. And in fact, as we've talked about in the past, that he even argued that he wanted a drone.
He wanted a drone. So that's George McKenna, 213-241-6382. We want you to also call Superintendent Michelle King. She's 213-241-7000. And again, all these numbers are online. Now tell us about Monica Garcia.
Well, Monica Garcia represents the East Side. You know, she's been there for a long time at LAUSD. She's going to run her last run for the school district. Before that, she worked with Jose Huizar, who was the board member for that area. She has been to a certain degree responsive, but again, not outraged at the decision of participating in this program and giving sort of a public voice against this program.
Well, I think there's two or three problems, political problems, we're facing in this movement. One is the white people in Los Angeles are fundamentally racist as a group. They don't see themselves as that way, your KPFK listeners, but you've never really rallied around the black and Latino community. You don't even, for many of you, you don't even know where it is. So we need you to call Steve Zimmer. We need you to make four calls to all of them, and I'm going to talk to you how to do it. You got to stand by and show up at 333 South Beaudry, Friday, the 22nd of April, in a very exciting demonstration I'm going to tell you about. The second problem is the black and Latino communities are paralyzed. After so much struggle for inclusion, we now have an elite of black and Latino elected officials who are very tied to the Democratic Party, tied to corporate interests, and their answer is, I am the answer. And therefore, I go as far as I can go, and there are forces in the community who are tied to them, churches, people looking for contracts, friends of theirs. They've created an elite of the political classes that can watch young and black and Latino students reach out to them, scream and ask for their help. They will not respond. And the third is the Democratic Party, which creates the structure for all of them, which is a pro-capitalist, pro-system, in which all of them create the kind of image where a lot of people in the community go, oh, Steve wouldn't do a thing like that. George, oh, I know, I go back with George. Michelle, oh, she's the first black woman. Oh, Monica, no, she did this good thing. Instead of, wait, I don't care if you like them. In fact, it's good if you like them. Just call them up and say, what you did is unacceptable. We need an apology. We need an accounting. We need reparations. And we need you to show up in front of the school board. Would you at least meet with the people that are showing up? So you may say, I'm not racist. I'm saying, great. Then get over there and help us. I'm not tied to the Democratic Party. Great. Get over and help us. I'm not part of the black and Latino political elite. Great. So where are you? Now, Manuel, you've done some terrific work in building, it's now called a national demonstration to end the Department of Defense 1033 program. We've said it's a national campaign, but it's hard to build a real national campaign. Through the work that you and Ashley Frank and other people have done, it really is a national demonstration. Tell us what's happening that's making it a national demonstration on Friday, the 22nd of April at 3 p.m. at the LAUSD, 333 South Beaudry in L.A.
Well, you know, Los Angeles is sort of a capital of repression. And so in some ways, the 1033 program in some ways was birthed even in L.A. in the sense of even the first SWAT team was built here at LAPD. And so, you know, the first thing is that we have a demand to end this program nationally, not just at LAUSD. And so we've put a lot of focus on building a campaign against President Obama to end this program. So who is supporting this campaign at this juncture of this fight at LAUSD is the Dignity in Schools campaign. It is the probably broadest, largest coalition around ending the school-to-prison pipeline nationally. And so they're having their national convening that weekend, the weekend of April 22nd to the 24th. And so they have decided to basically join forces with Fight for the Soul of Cities and Strategy Center to call on the LAUSD board on these set of demands and of course asking President Obama to end this program, because LA in some ways is an important sort of fight that's happening on the ground. So that's what Dignity in Schools campaign is, that what is expected. Probably, you know, probably people from over 30 states, probably over 70 groups that are going to be in town, and the vast majority are going to be there to support our campaign. So I think it is a challenge to even our LA listeners to say people are coming thousands of miles away and making this sort of a sort of front line struggle. Then we expect people down in Radio Land to come out and support this march also.
Yeah, I want to talk about Radioland a little bit, my frustration with the show that I love so much, Voices from the Frontlines. A lot of your listeners out there are really amazing. You know, if I'm a little tough on you, it's because I'm tough on myself. I want to win. You understand? This is not entertainment radio. This is not diversion radio. We got to build a revolution in this country. There really has been a history in the past of radio being able to organize people. I was told not to use the word radio as if it's a perceived to be some old thing. It's a great thing. But again, we don't want listener sponsored. We want organized participation. So here's my frustration. When I go to the phones, a lot of you are pretty amazing. I'm beautiful people. I mean, we don't get crazy people who go to the phone. We don't get people. I say, if you have 2 minutes, people know how to talk for 2 minutes. Many of you, you know, are black and Latino working class people. You're white people working in the inner city. We got a good set of listeners, but I don't know where you are in the real world. This is a tremendous opportunity. Imagine, like Manuel's saying, and again, another time we'll talk about all the amazing work, and it is amazing work that you have done to try to move all these national structures. In my wildest dreams, to realize that Dignity in School has chosen, they're having a convention, a conference in L.A., to prioritize bringing all the, you know how it is to get people from a conference to actually demonstrate, even there. We got to look good. If nothing else, forget about defeating capitalism. We don't want to look bad in front of a national audience. And we have students coming from Roosevelt High School. We have people coming from Augustus Hawkins. We have people coming from the West Side. We're going to be good. We have at least 200 people, I think, more if you show up. Wouldn't it be cool if 100, is that a reasonable thing, 100 listeners from Voices from the Frontlines did two things? Can you make 4 phone calls and show up? So let's talk about the phone calls. We need you to call Steve Zimmer, Michelle King, George McKenna, and Monica Garcia. How do they get the flyer that's online about the demonstration? Go to our Facebook page, at Fight for the Soul of the Cities, and you can get the flyer. Manuel, how would you, if you call in Steve Zimmer, you and I do a role play. I'm Steve Zimmer. No, I don't. No, I'm not Steve Zimmer.
I'll be Steve Zimmer.
No, I wouldn't wish that on you either. I'll tell you who I'll be. I'll be Steve Zimmer's assistant in the office who's really going to get the phone. Tell me how are you going to get me? All right, let's talk. Hello, this is board member Steve Zimmer's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling supporting the Fight for the Soul of Cities. My name is Manuel Criollo. I expect Steve Zimmer to give us a public account, a public apology, and reparations for the participation in the 1033 program.
I'll certainly pass that on to him.
No, I want to know, when will you call me back? When will you give me an answer? Is he willing to give a full account? Is he willing to give a full apology? And is he willing to render reparations?
So your message is?
My message is that he participated in this program, and he has to take full responsibility, and we expect him to give me a call back and render the demands that Fight for the Soul of Cities has been demanding.
Well, folks, that's really great, if I may say. I would even add, and you are morally responsible. You're not simply a cog. I know you feel very bad about this. I don't care what you're saying. You just listen to me. Do you think when you're going to go home tonight that you're going to say the person I work with gave M16 rifles to a school police to shoot kids? I know you don't believe in that. You got to go to Zimmer right now and tell him you're fed up with it, you're not going to tolerate it, and he better call us back. So what I liked about what you did, if I may say, is the directness, the clarity. They want to deflect. Thank you very much. I'll take the message. No, you must make an engagement with it. Just what Manuel said. Did you hear what I said? Are you going to do what I said? This is what I need. They get flak catchers. They got people there that, you know, they pay them to just thank you very much. But if, in fact, we have enough of that, at least a report goes back to Zimmer and said, this is not the normal phone calls we're getting. And I don't like this. I don't like taking these calls. And I want to know myself, what the hell did we do with this? So our goal is to cause some tumult inside his office to get them shaken up. Okay, so you get the program. You're going to go to www.facebook.com/fightforthesoulofthecities. You're going to see the flyer. It's going to say National Demonstration and the Department of Defense, Department 1033 program. You can send me an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. You can send Manuel Criollo an email at manuelcriollo@mindspring.com. You can do something, please. You can call these four people and you can show up on Friday, April 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Los Angeles Unified School District, 333 South Beaudry, L.A., 90017, folks. We played every card we can. Forget about Steve Zimmer's assistant. Are you going to join us? Manuel, you get the last word.
Well, thank you again for having us. And, yes, I expect everybody in Airland to be there with us to make these calls and to support this growing movement.
And I think you coined a really good one that you got to take credit for in the age of commodification. L.A., your National Center for Repression. You got to say hashtag Manuel Criollo, you'll say it first. All right, everybody, this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. Let's make this happen, okay? Let's end military and educational racism in Los Angeles. Take good care, and we'll be back with the next segment of the show.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I see.